Thank you for downloading Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Broadcast 5 days a week at 8 p.m. New York time and 8 a.m. Singapore time.
Because you know how it is, you get into a hotel late at night after a long day's travel, you check in, and the last thing you fancy is sitting alone in the restaurant, so you want a nice meal brought to your room. Room service. Well, not anymore if you check in at the Hilton Midtown in New York. It's being abolished in favour of some form of self-service. The Hilton statement says this offering is currently unique to the New York Hilton Midtown. We've no current plans to rule out the initiative more broadly. Each property is unique, and any such decisions to eliminate room service will be made on a property-by-property basis if we determine that it will allow us to meet the needs of our guests more effectively. But Nathan Greenhalgh of Hotels Magazine, based in Chicago, told me it may be that many more hotels are queuing up to follow Hilton's example.
Room service isn't really a big part of their revenue stream, and as it is, and travelers have become more and more value conscious, especially travelers that are staying at an upscale but not a luxury hotel, which this Hilton, you know, is in that upscale segment. Luxury customers, you know, they're still going to want things like that, but the upscale level now, people are getting more and more used to self-service in the travel industry, whether you're at an airport checking in on your own or even now at some hotels checking in on your own. And this self-service is now being added to the food and beverage offerings at the hotel as well. So instead of paying a much higher markup to have someone bring something to your room on a, you know, fancy tray, you know, and everything, a lot of people would rather just go down to the lobby, grab what they want, and just take it up to the room themselves.
Do you see this trend then spreading around the rest of the hotel industry?
Well, Hilton today said that this wasn't necessarily going to apply to any other hotels, but that they were looking at it at a case-by-case basis. So the fact that they're looking at it at all could mean that this is a trend we might continue to see. And it's something that we're certainly seeing in kind of what you'd call kind of the cheap chic hotel segment, public, Ian Traeger's Public Hotel in Chicago being an example. And while they still offer room service, it's more this express style. So instead of wheeling it in on a tray, it's given much more informally. They just knock the door and then leave it in a little bag on the ground for you to take to your room. So, perhaps we will see more of that.
Because I suppose it's quite intensive in terms of the amount of labor and expense that the hotel has to put into actually providing it.
Exactly. And F&B revenues for the hotel industry in general are still not at all where they were before the recession. And in fact, they've been on kind of a longer-term decline, even regardless of the recession, over the past decade.
But I'm sure, like me, you've probably been, you know, you arrive in a hotel late at night, you're exhausted from the journey, you feel like eating something, but you don't want to go down to the restaurant, which is probably closed anyway. I mean, it's quite nice to have someone bring something, wheel in some trolley, isn't it?
Oh, sure, yes. But I think, it is nice, sure. But it's just a question of, for the hotel, you know, it's just a question of, does it make sense business-wise? And clearly, you know, this large New York property, it didn't.
Nathan Greenhalgh of Hotels Magazine. Simon, would you miss room service?
My employers might be listening, Roger, so I'd like to make clear that I would never dream of ordering room service. And I'd also like to say that one other way of price gouging they do in hotels, that I have been known to go out and buy a new shirt when it's been proved cheaper than having it laundered in a hotel.
I think we've all been there a bit. Betsy, I suppose you have much call for room service, do you, normally?
Oh, well, you know, I was actually thinking the last time, just last month when I decided to stay in my hotel room and order in, I ordered from the local Thai delivery because it looked better than the room service. So I think that's contributing to the problem.
And none of us would ever go anywhere near the minibar, of course, because we're just not those sort of people.
I also stopped by the liquor store.
Confession time here on Business Matters. Well, my thanks to both of you, and I hope whichever hotels you end up at any point, you will get at least a nice service, if not a room service. But that's the end of service from this programme on the World Service. How many of these can I get in? That's it from Business Matters from me, the rest of the team, and from Betsy and from Simon. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. The details of them all go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.